Hello?
Hi, Till. This is Ira.
Hi, Ira.
Is anyone else on?
No one is. No one else has a wife yet.
Okay. Good.
So I think we need to wait a little.
Yeah.
I think you have sent enough reminders so that the people know.
Let's hope so. Yes, since we moved it for Toratani-san and other Japanese participants, hopefully they'll come.
Yes. Yes, now it's already 4 minutes over the hour.
Yeah, it's 5 minutes by my clock. I was just wondering about that. Well, I guess we hang on a few more minutes still, but I don't think we hang on very long.
Yes, yes.
I don't
and
think...
If no one calls in, then we do the next... Of this kind of calls in 3 months or in 1 month?
I think maybe in January we just shift
the schedule.
I don't think we try again for December. My December is too full with preparations and then, you know, attending by phone the PWG meetings.
Yes, yes.
So our monthly U.S.-Europe call next week. Certainly we should have, and hopefully George and Lars will, and others perhaps will call in for. But we rescheduled to today and this time at the request of Tortani-san and Mihara-san.
Yes, they even did not send an email if they cannot call in.
Yeah. And I thought between you and I, we made it pretty clear with enough reminders on the list of the times.
Yes, yes, there were enough reminders.
That's why I was thinking, what's the point in sending a reminder now if they didn't read the reminder from, you know, 6 hours ago?
It's one thing. Yes, you can try to send another reminder now, telling them that the call is in, that we are on the call and waiting for them.
I'll do that. I'm doing it. Okay, I sent it.
Yes, I will see. Yes, it arrived.
Okay, good. I explicitly copied you and Toritani-san, but at least that will put it in his inbox again. Well?
Yes, yes. It's now, one thing is, do you have direct phone numbers to the Japanese or so?
No, I don't. My colleague in Canon on the American West Coast in California might have a phone number for Toritani-san, but I don't.
Yes.
And I don't have I have contacts at Fuji Xerox, but I don't have a phone number for Mihara-san either.
But then one thing is, it's for them, it's early in the morning. They are perhaps not in the office when they have forgotten the call.
That's my concern, yeah. It is for them early in the morning. That's the trouble with this. Well, but then again, it's Tuesday morning for them, right? It's not Monday morning.
Yes. Yes, it's Tuesday for them.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Bill, I think we're going to cancel.
But after the weekend.
Yeah. Well, I guess we should stay on another moment or two, because I sent that email 3 minutes ago, but I don't think we're going to get...
Yes, yes, give them some minutes.
Doesn't look like we're going to.
Ira?
Yes.
Did you hear some voice?
I thought I heard an echo in the background, but I think it might have been the bridge. You know.
No.
Ah.
Hello?
Hi, Toritani-san.
Who's there?
Sorry to be late.
Hi.
Hi.
We have already thought you had forgotten it. And... Did you call in because you got an email now?
Sorry?
Did you call in because you got an email now?
Hmm? So,
I just sent you an email reminder. Till was asking
that. Sorry, yesterday we had a day off in Japanese holiday, so I didn't see the reminder email.
Ah.
Sorry.
Well, there you go.
It
was Monday for you. We just didn't know that. Okay. So, we can talk about anything at all that anyone wants to talk about. Do you, one of the things probably we should talk a little bit about Toratani-san is the common printing dialogue. I think you saw Till's reply to, Mihara-san's translation of the last Japanese meeting, monthly meeting. I think part of what Till was saying, Toratani-san, is that adding the CPD extensions to the PPD files is a good idea even before the CPD is fully deployed because it does no harm. It works in the standard dialogue, the old dialogues will still work correctly. But as soon as
when the first distro fit with this dialogue, then your extensions would be already in place, and the printers immediately work with all extra functions.
Yeah, and the extra tags, basically the extra presets and so on, and the constraints would then be available to any application or to any desktop like GNOME that was using CPD dialogue, was following that format, then either using our code or using, an implementation of the same format, would get the correct behavior and the constraints as well as the proper names and localization and all of those other good things. So I think we want to encourage Japanese manufacturers to think about trying to implement the PPD extensions, update their PPDs as soon as possible to support the common printing dialogue, and to certainly go on asking questions if there are problems in the that you see or omissions in the dialogue.
Yes, and one thing that I can also say, the PPD extension specs, they are complete. They can, the maximum can be that there will be perhaps a small bug fix inside, but we can consider them complete. You can follow them, and your PPDs will work with the dialogue.
Okay, so I have one question. How we will be able to test the common printing data with some applications or some tools? Or
yes, one thing is you can test them, and you could always test the dialogue simply by starting the dialogue from the command line. And the patching of applications and toolkits, this will start in the next days,
okay.
Because we have funding, so that the work will get continued.
So you mean that we can test the common printing data with some printing options with which sets the PPD parameters, PPD files. Is it correct?
Yes. This you can already test without any patched application. You simply take your PPD file, create a CUPSKU with it. You even do not need the printer. You simply create a CUPSKU with the PPD file, and then you start the dialogue simply with one of the little test programs which come with the dialogue. which makes the catalog simply be started from the command line, and you see you see how the dialog represents your PPD.
And the thing is, you don't even need to start COPS, and you're running the dialog against the PPD files that are in the right places and set up for COPS, and the dialog then gives you the right answers.
If you can even specify the PPD file on the command line, and then the dialog uses it even without a queue. But I think it will need cuts, but I'm not sure. It can be that when you specify the PPD file on the command line, you can perhaps even run it without cuts. But probably when you test PPD, you have cuts running.
Yeah, I think you do, because it uses the cuts library to parse the PPD, right?
Mm. Yes. But the cuts library works out the cuts daemon.
Okay.
So,
well, in any case, you could still start COPS.
But perhaps it's not needed to have it running.
So, Toritani-san, Lars has 3 months, 3 man-months of funding for patching toolkits and applications. And that work is going to start soon. That's what Till was referring to. So that specifically, so we can get it, you know, shipping with some major applications and in some toolkits soon.
Very good.
This is important to get it into the distribution. Because what gets into the distribution.
Okay, so we will talk this item at the next face-to-face meeting in Tokyo, and how we will be able to test, or how we will to move the PPD items forward at the meeting.
Yes, as I already said, how to test is really compile the dialog, run it from the command line, either specify the PPD on the command line or set up a queue with the PPD, and then you can play around in the dialog using the PPD.
I have one tiny question. Have already some companies such as HP prepared some PPD for CPD?
No, but one thing is at least internationalized PPDs, which is also an extension, which is one of the extensions which I mentioned, because concerning the dialogue, you can find from Lexmark on Open Printing. Open Printing Lexmark has last week uploaded PPDs to Open Printing, and they are all internationalized.
Mm-hmm.
In this CUPS way. And so you can try out starting the dialogue with different settings of the environment variable lang, which determines in which language a program shows up, and see the options showing in different languages.
If you can we see the link to the file or notes?
Oh, Lexmark
website? Sorry?
What?
You want the link to the Lexmark
internationalized
PPD?
Ah, yes. You simply go on Open Printing, on the Open Printing website. You go into the list of drivers. And there you look for the PostScript Lexmark driver. And in this PostScript Lexmark driver and the driver entry, you have a link to packages which you can install on your machine. And you can also click on any printer listed by on the driver page, and from the printer page get each PPD as a single PPD. So you can you can download some sample PPD and play around with it.
Okay, thank you.
And if you want to have other PPD, if you have to want to have other PPD extensions, like suppressing options or beta tins and so on, then you should look at the PPDs of Gutenprint.
For the constraints?
These you usually obtain if you take a not too old distribution. For example, Ubuntu, Jaunty, or Karmic, and set up a queue for an Epson inkjet printer, and then you find the PPD as /etc/cups/ppd/name-of-the-queue.ppd. Or you simply choose this queue as the queue with which you want to print in the printing dialog.
Okay, thank you. So we will try to see the PPD and the test.
Yes. I think the most the PPDs with most extensions are really the PPDs of Gutenprint. Then there are also some special PPDs which were made for testing the dialog, and they are in the PPD directory of the source code of the dialog. There you find, for example, how you introduce icons in PPDs.
Thank you. So we understand that how we can test the PPD file on the CPD. So by the way, do you have any question to the minutes of the Open Printing in Japan meeting?
Yes, most important things I've already answered, especially I think we can do the tutorial much earlier. We don't need to wait the next symposium. It's a long time until the next symposium. I would already suggest January or February.
Okay.
I have already one printer manufacturer who is working on making downloadable printer driver packages with binary executables, so not simply PPD packages, mm-hmm. but really with a driver. Mm. And I had already some email dialogue with this one manufacturer to get this stuff right. So this shows already first interest in making actually these packages. Last week on the Ubuntu Summit, I've also worked with a co-worker from Ubuntu on putting together a how-to for manufacturers what they have to do to sign their packages.
Till, can I ask, in 3 weeks ago when we talked about tutorial for printer manufacturers, you also said it had to be delayed until after the new Linux Foundation website is complete. Is it going to be complete in January?
Yes, yes. In January we will have it complete.
Okay. So, Tortani-san, I think what Till and I both hope is that perhaps there's more than one tutorial, but that sometime quite soon, this coming winter, Till could work with manufacturers who are interested in being early adopters of the PPD extensions, both to support CPD and to support other robust dialogues, and learning how to use the new packaging and using the new web interfaces for Fumatic and so on, how to upload drivers and PPDs. And I think we're concerned. I think you have a fine idea about having a tutorial at the symposium next fall, but I think Till and I are both concerned that we want to encourage adoption much sooner, because if Mars in the next 3 months has toolkits and several major applications patched to use the Common Print dialogue, there's going to be a need for drivers that have been, you know, PPDs that have been brought up to the same level of functionality.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
So I guess this is a topic for you to take back to your monthly meeting.
Thank you so much. By the way, so did you answer back to Mihara-san's question 1 minute that we should have some activity for the PPD earlier than the next fall?
Yes, he did.
Oh, okay.
I would say the tutorial should be much earlier than next fall.
He sent a reply to the minutes, and the subject line wasn't changed, so you had to read the reply to realize that it wasn't just thank you for the minutes.
Yes, it should have arrived on both the Japan and the architects mailing list.
And also, could you, Ira, could you put on your idea of the plan we will have next spring or fall on the mailing list? For instance, we should implement earlier.
Yeah, sure. I could quote Till's reply to Mihara-san and put a new email out. Now, I presume that January is just too soon because you have to plan, Tortani-san. But you were thinking maybe February or March?
Yes. I think it would be a good...
I think that's what I'm going to put in the minutes, because I think January is just too soon for, in terms of Open Printing Japan having a chance to meet and talk about it before then.
So anyway, if we have a concrete milestone idea, we will be able to discuss this milestone at the meeting.
Okay. Till, if I'll send the note that if you want to chime in and say which week in March or February appeals to you because it works. I'll mention the one, there's a February PWG meeting, which is a bad time for me for it to overlap in terms of, I may not be attending, but I would like to help support it.
Yes, this would be great.
Okay, all right, for the minutes, Toratani-san, I'm giving an action to Ira and Till. Note to write a note to the list. If I could type, note to list about. Okay, a note to the list about the earlier workshop time frame.
Thank you so much.
And till if you or Toratani-san, if you or Mihara-san or someone else in Open Printing Japan can point out immediately bad weeks for holidays or whatever in February and March, maybe we can kind of narrow it down and at least get 1 or 2 weeks candidates, and then you can talk about it concretely.
Yes,
I think the topics are still the same.
Japanese holidays.
Yeah, right.
Because most participants are from Japan, but also U.S. holidays are important, as there are too many manufacturers in the U.S. and they could also have to attend.
Right. Okay. I think that's enough of that topic. Till, I don't think you need to give us status report on the new Linux Foundation website right now, but if you could put a note out to the list, just summarizing any new progress after 3 weeks ago, that would be good.
Yes, the website is simply work in progress, and I would also say that not much interesting now.
Okay.
I've talked a little bit about on the Ubuntu Developer Summit about it, and they liked my small talk. And but it's nothing great in the moment.
Okay.
I'm so far that I've the scripts to pass XML to MySQL and MySQL to XML and so, but there is also a lot of web interface stuff missing, which Dan Lopez is working on.
Okay. About PWG, Tortani-san.
Yes.
In particular, I would like to have Open Printing Japan people look at and comment on the power management MIB, which I issued a draft of 2 weeks ago, and of the power management model, abstract model, that MIB is written from, because we're going to... At Samsung, we're going to start to prototype this thing pretty soon. And if there are features that someone thinks are missing, it would be really good if they commented.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you followed that work at all. I know Lee Farrell has.
I'm not sure, but I'm not sure... Not so many people are participating in both Open Printing and the PWG.
No, not very many people are, and so that's why in meeting minutes from the monthly teleconferences, like the ones from 3 weeks ago, I've been putting FTP links and one-line descriptions of the major documents that the PWG is working on. But I will be happy to send a note, and I'll just do this. I'll send a note to the printing architecture list highlighting the power management MIB and asking people to take a look at it and sending the link to the MIB and to the latest abstract model document. Pete Zahler has already added all of the power management properties to the latest semantic model version 2 XML schema, and he is making an update after he looks at the MIB this week. So very soon it will be possible both by web services and by SNMP MIBs to inquire power states, to change power states, and to add power policies like timeouts or calendar policies or event-triggered policies. A good example of an event-triggered policy is that a system that has a jam that stops printing probably wants to go into standby and not stay in the on state because it's wasting power because it can't do any more bridging. But that's a kind of policy from an event. But anyway, all of that stuff with examples is in the pretty short power management model spec, and there's a complete ASN1 of the power management MIP that I wrote, published last week or maybe the week before. I think the week before. I will send a note about that. That's the, I think, the thing that the PWG is doing that is probably of most interest to open printing right now, because it has to do with this discovery of capabilities as well, because the power management MIB and model allow you to allow a multifunction device or a network printer to declare its supported power states and to state the power, you know, nominal, you know, standard power usage, not the measured power usage, but the manufacturer's spec for power usage in that state, and to also state the legal state transitions for power management. So it's pretty useful stuff and of quite a lot of importance these days with environmental and power management issues being important everywhere in computing. I don't have any other topics today. Toritani-san or Till, do you have any topics? Because I'd like to get off. It may be early in the morning in Japan, but it's late in Europe. And it's a late in the day for me.
Yes, that's cool. That last did not call in. It seems that it was a little late for him.
Yeah.
Even though we are now at midnight in Europe and not at 1 as in summer.
Right. Well,
so when will we be able to have our next joint meeting?
When will we have our next joint meeting? It
you
would
mean
be
the phone meeting.
Yeah, phone meeting.
In 3 months. So in the beginning of March.
Yeah, right. The beginning of March is when it would fall, right? Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Beginning of March is a good time for planning for the printing summit as well, which will be when, Till? In April?
I suppose, but I don't have exact dates yet for the next collaboration summit.
Toritani-san, I'm looking in my computer calendar here to see if I can figure out a date in March, because there are sometimes conflicts with Japanese holidays in March, aren't there?
But if we have the first week of the March, we don't have any holidays.
Okay, so March 1st in Japan, I'm sorry, March 2nd in Japan and March 1st in the U.S. and Europe, how about that? That would be okay?
March?
I think so.
Okay.
Okay, I will put that in the minutes and and we'll see.
I'm currently trying out whether they have the next whether they have announced already the date of the next collaboration summit, but I'm not very confident that this happened.
I don't think that they
didn't announce yet.
Okay. I was guessing it was sometime in April, so a June meeting.
But I would say so, as it's an annual meeting.
Okay.
So that the next vision will simply 1 year after the last one.
Right. And we should all begin thinking about whether we can attend wherever it is, the annual meeting where the printing summit will happen. I can tell you right now, I probably can't, because I probably am not going to have the travel budget. We will see. I'm still working very part-time for Samsung. Not very part-time. I'm working part-time for Samsung.
Yes.
And there's limited budget. Okay. I have put that in the minutes about the next meeting, and to make the minutes simpler, I'm just making it the next quarterly meeting and not listing our next monthly U.S.-Europe teleconference, because that just confuses it.
Yes, yes. The monthly ones we list in the minutes of the monthly meeting.
Yeah.
And the next of these meetings is in 1 week.
Right. It is. And you're welcome to join if you should want to, Torikani-san, but as I remember, it's not a very good time. No, in fact, it's a terrible time. It's noon my time. Never mind. It's midnight your time. You could get up. You could stay up late, just like Till does every 3 months. I think we're ready to adjourn, gentlemen. And I'm tired.
Yes,
so I think
yes.
I'm going to adjourn.
So we have now a rather short meeting of half an hour effectively, but I think we have talked about everything which we have in the moment.
Right.
So I think we should really stop here.
Okay, good. I will say good night, and I will...
I hope we have... more to talk about in 3 months when we are close to the next printing summit.
Right. And maybe before the next 3 months we have to talk
about...
Before
or after Sawyer meeting.
Okay.
And if there will be a tutorial meeting, perhaps we will also once have a preparation phone meeting.
In February. Maybe.
And in general, in March it can be that we also will have preparation phone meetings for the printing summit.
Oh, right. Yes, we will, if we know the time. Okay. All right. Good night, gentlemen.
Bye.
Good night.